With the latest news from Iraq available around the clock, it can be difficult to keep your mind on the task at hand. This can be a serious issue for managers, who after all are still responsible for seeing that work gets done. NPR's Jack Speer visited a company in Arlington, Virginia, that's decided to let its employees check in on the war whenever they want and talk about it freely at work.
Omar Cater sits in an office with a sweeping view of springtime Washington. Cater's company, Paltech, which stands for Planning and Learning Technologies, is a small government contracting firm headquartered just across the Potomac River from the Capitol. Dressed in a dark suit with white hair and glasses, Cater looks like a CEO. But when he talks about his employees these days, he sounds more like a psychologist.
And you just go around and you listen, you ask them, what are you doing? Are you taking a class? Seeing any good movies lately? Are you traveling? Reading any good books? Just open it up and talk about it. And the more you can open it up and talk about it, I think the less likely it is that they're distracted by it.
Cater founded Paltech 15 years ago. The company develops custom software and training programs for the federal government and also works on economic development projects overseas. In Paltech's Washington office, employees are gathered around a conference table. They come from a wide variety of backgrounds and cultures. Some were still kids during the last Gulf War. Saroj Hussain works in the company's international development unit. He acknowledges spending time at work following the war news, though he doesn't think it keeps him from getting things done.
All of us in this room multiple times go on the web and check out what's happening. I think for me personally, it helps me get through the task. I'll do a task and then I'll complete it and then I'll check on the war. And then I'll go back and do something else.
Middle managers like Zach Oberrath have slightly different priorities. Oberrath says he understands the need to stay informed, but must also worry about productivity.
If people do check CNN.com several times a day or several times an hour, that's understandable. People are going to deal with it differently. And as long as, you know, they are still performing their functions, albeit maybe at a slower pace, I want them to be comfortable, and that will help them in the long run be able to cope with it.
Some at the company are having their coping skills tested. One employee has family in northern Iraq. Another has a wife deployed in the Middle East. Plus, Paltech also has offices in Cairo and Jerusalem. Emily Gardner works in Paltech's health systems unit. She says the war has had a noticeable effect on how she does her job.
I feel like it's really impeding our work. We're not allowed to travel most places that we used to go. The programs that we're trying to implement in other countries and the assistance we're trying to provide, we can't even go there. We have to do them virtual, you know, by conference calls or video conferences or whatnot. And we're becoming so isolated. And I can see our world shrinking just in the job that I do.
And beyond how the conflict is hindering international development work, employees also have a wide range of opinions on the war itself.
I'm in the hawkish minority, and I find that I usually try to tone down my point of view.
28-year-old Jonathan Haddad specializes in international business development. He says much of the lunchtime talk these days centers around what's going on with the war, though he says employees respect one another's opinions. Back in his office, Cater says he senses that beyond their convictions about the war, many of his employees are openly worried about their personal security. Safety drills are better attended by employees who have questions like what might happen if the war widens or what if there's another terrorist attack on Washington.
There are a lot of things that are happening in our lives now that have never happened before. We're all distracted. We're distracted by real issues. These are not frivolous issues. Where is this going to lead? What's it going to do? The anxiety in the hallways of your workplace all day long is an apprehension. So we want to be able to say we didn't ignore it.
For now, companies don't really know how much all this war monitoring is hurting productivity. CommSych, a Chicago consulting firm, recently polled workers and found over half saying they think about the war a lot, spending on average 30 minutes a day outside lunch discussing the war with coworkers or searching online for war updates. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.